Welcome to the Splash of Sass podcast. I'm your host, Amy Quinley, and today is the day we all quit our jobs. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. That's always my dream. Every morning when I wake up, I just wanna give my pink notice and get the fuck out. Pink slip, pink notice, is that still a thing? I don't know. Let's bring it back. It's actually really pretty to like have a pink slip. Like, there's never pink anything. And then finally, when it comes to your job and they want to fire you, now you get something pink, pink and purdy. Just happens to be a termination notice. I'm just saying, like, let's have pink ice cream. Let's have pink furniture. Let's have pink cars. Let's have more of that and less pink slips, okay? God damn it. The only thing we want from our companies are green slips. Green slips of motherfucking paper, all right? Now, moving on to the Monday, December 16th headlines. We're starting with the Daily Mail. Oh my God, you guys. I don't mean to always talk about this meatball fart of a fool, but he's straight up splashed across the headlines this morning. All right, first things first, Joe Rogan admits he's now genuinely concerned about the drone invasion after an aviation CEO revealed a terrifying new theory. So basically, all weekend long, we've been hearing about the drones, everyone's droning on about these motherfucking drones. Seems to only be in New Jersey because no one takes New Jersey seriously. That's so rude. That's not even true. No, Jersey is where all the mobsters and lobsters go to chill after retirement. I understand. But yeah, it's the same with Delaware. Like, Delaware, I'm surprised the drones didn't attack Delaware, because to me, Delaware doesn't exist, you guys. Who have you ever fucking met from Delaware besides President Joe Biden and Craig Conover? Craig Conover from Southern Charm! Southern Charm! Other than that, I've never met any person in real life from Delaware. I've never met anybody who's vacationed in Delaware, who goes to Delaware, who wants to go to Delaware. So to me, Delaware is not in our country. The same way Connecticut is not part of New England, okay? Technically, legality, all that shit it is on paper, sure. In the New Englanders' hearts, you're on your fucking own, Connecticut. Connecticut. All right, back to the meatball fart known as Joe Rogan, who, like, the most, I shouldn't call him that. That's so rude. Who am I? I'm a orange fart. I don't know. I'm a ginger with some freckles. So, like, an orange shart. You know, like, the orange sharted out some freckles on my face. See, Joe, I control myself, too. All right, so this is exactly, you guys, this article is proving exactly what I said about Joe Rogan from the get-go, from the get-got. So Joe, I guess last week he was like, you guys with your conspiracies about these drones, ridiculous, you're stupid, it's fine, everything's fine. Cut to one weekend later. Now, all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, no, I've actually heard a few more things. And what I said last week, that's not true. It's not all fine. You should probably be freaking the fuck out right about now. Okay, so the thing about always talking about the headlines, it's that they always change, you know? Like, I was there last week, like, oh, Jay-Z. And then at the end of last week, the rape accuser of the 13-year-old was like, actually, I can't really see faces anymore, so I guess I might have to drop some of this lawsuit. And I was like, oops, whoops, maybe I shouldn't have gone so hard against Jay. But the only reason I did, you gotta follow what's in your heart, and to me, there's nefarious things, so that's sus to me. But what's sus to Joe Rogan is this whole drone shit going on. Now, all these drones on New Jersey are flying all around. Nobody knows what they are, allegedly, whatever. So there's 12 million thousand theories about it. 525,600 theories. How will we die? Die by drone. It's the new Rent remix, okay? You go see it on Broadway. I ain't got time for that. I gotta worry about drones over here. No, so basically this one scientist on like Twitter or something was like, yeah, I think those drones might be hunting out a gas leak or like radioactive material. And suddenly Joe Rogan was like, whoa, no. Every other conspiracy, invalid. This one sounds legit, man. Now I'm worried about these drones. What if it is hunting out radioactive material? It's like, radioactive? What do you mean? We probably all have radioactive material in our fucking tap water at this point. What do you mean? It's more interesting if they're aliens in their Suburbans, in their flying Suburbans. I just love, they kept saying that they were the size of SUVs. So just to think that like aliens are taking Ubers around Earth now, they're just, I'm laughing now only because I'm slightly terrified about what it could actually be. And also, yeah, I just like picture myself laughing, cut to 1 week later and the Earth is just like up in a flame of smoke with like aliens and Suburbans flying above us. Got them, suckas. Not funny. Okay, so that was just fun to recap because I like to remind people who, some people have such polarized opinions about Joe Rogan, and sometimes he is annoying, sometimes he is so informative and has the most interesting guests on. It's all true. But again, my biggest thing that I appreciate about him is how he's willing to say, yo, I was so strong in my opinion last week, and Joe made an oopsies. Might be wrong. Because, yeah, I can relate to that. Circle back to the Jay-Z shit. Okay, moving on in Daily Mail. Ew. You know what I don't like about Daily Mail? Sometimes they have, like in Harry Potter, they have frames, portrait frames, and the pictures move within them. And it's kind of like that on the Daily Mail. Like they'll have like GIFs or videos that just play for a short, on a short loop. And so right now they have this Trump advisor, Alex Brusewitz, collapsing on stage at a New York Republican gala. And I don't like to watch somebody passing out in slow motion, but now I can't stop. He looks like he's sleepy, and then all of a sudden, he takes the microphone down with him. Oh, he takes the whole stand down with him. Wow. All right, you should check out that video. It's quite fascinating. All right, thousands fear dead as most powerful cyclone hit France. What's happening? I'm sorry to anyone affected. What? When are we moving to Mars? Wendy Williams was seen on a rare outing out in Florida after she has been claimed permanently incapacitated. Wendy Williams is one of the most fascinating case studies of our time. Like, her life trajectory scares me so much because it's like one of those things that you can't even script. To go from building your career talking about scandals in other people's lives and talking shit about them and commenting and this and that, and then to have Wendy Williams go through Graves' disease / dementia, allegedly, I don't know the exact diagnosis, and to watch her now become the talk of the town, to watch everybody be gossiping about that and talking shit and just talking about her. Like, she went from talking about the town to being the talk of the town. And that is a terrifying trajectory that I would not like to emulate. Okay, so let's just move the fuck on. Lisa Kudrow blasts Tom Hanks' film Here. His film's name is Here. Because it's an endorsement for AI. It's an endorsement for those aliens flying in their Chevy Suburbans up in the sky. Like, it's a Chevy Tahoe. Just Again, I'm only laughing because I'm slightly terrified that a fucking flying Suburban's going to come out my window, beam me up, Scotty, never to be seen again. Oh my God. I would do anything to be free. Like with those aliens, I'd be like, is there something to suck? Like, is there something to tickle? What makes you guys feel good? I'll do whatever you need. Let me go home to my cats. Or just beam them up too, Scotty. What you doing behind the wheel, Scotty? You asleep behind the wheel, Scotty? What's Beam Me Up, Scotty even from? I feel like a song, but whoever knows in these days. Okay, back to Lisa Kudrow. Back to our real friends. Our friends. Dear sweet Phoebe. Oh, Phoebe. Have you ever met a baby named Phoebe? I have this fascination with the fact that so many of our names are going extinct. Not that they're going extinct. I think they'll come back, like, my nieces and nephews, maybe their grandkids will start naming their lineage Amy again. But as of this point, I have not met a baby named Amy. And I Gingers are going extinct. Amy's are going extinct. Phoebe's certainly are. Lisa's. I haven't met a baby Lisa. Baby Lisa in a while. So I'm just saying, I feel like all the names now are like Lily and Grace and Aviana and stuff. And we're like, Phoebe Buffett. No, Phoebe Buffay does not like Tom Hanks' film because she thinks it's too much A-I-E. A-I-A-E-I-O-U-O-U. Okay, so, and sometimes Y. A-E-I-O-U-N-Y. Why am I sharing the vowels? So basically, Tom Hanks' new movie, they use digital de-aging, which helped depict the cast as their same characters over several time periods. So you could play your 12-year-old self, and you could also play your 112-year-old self. Just takes a little click of the mouse, click of the AI software, click of a selling your soul to the AI world. Ow, Finny. Ow, ow. He got caught in my headphone. A cat in a headphone. Look, this kind of stuff, it's twofold, right? There's different layers to it. And it's just like, on one hand, you can't fight the future. You can't fight the future. You can fight against the machine, but I mean, the machine is AI generated, so it's always going to win. It's just, I get people's concerns about it. To me, it's really scary that so many companies just have this software. They have your likeness. I can't believe that all of you fools who did the DNA shit. Oh my God, people just sending in their saliva willy-nilly to a random ass warehouse in the middle of Delaware? Delaware? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What the fuck goes on in Delaware? Nobody fucking knows because nobody's from there. Nobody knows anyone from there. And if you do, they're probably a little off their motherfucking rocker. Because again, I've never heard of one person being like, I just want to go to Delaware. I just can't wait to go to Delaware. Let's go take a trip to Delaware. No one says that. No one says that. So that was one thing for everybody to just donate their DNA to the fucking mad scientists behind whatever lab. That's the thing about, like, okay, say 23andMe, right? At the core of it, it's like these crazy scientists that just want people's DNA to be able to run experiments and do this and this, all alleged. This is all just a farce that I'm creating in my own head. But they take your DNA and then they hire the best PR company, best marketing company, and they can convince anybody that things are being used for good. It's to help you with your heritage and learn about your lineage and your ancestors and all that fucking shit. Your ancestors are 6 feet under, bitch. Like, they don't give a shit about you and they don't want you to give a shit about them. They want you to give a shit about the world and making sure it's okay and not being taken over by aliens driving Chevy Tahoes in the sky. Okay. This world is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So I understand Phoebe Lisa Kudrow freaking out at Tom Hanks. I understand Phoebe getting mad at Forrest Gump because of his new movie using so much AI and all of that stuff. And she's like, we should be going back to our wholesome roots and everybody just take your 18 centimeter film and let's go shoot in the woods. But it's like, ma'am, that's not our world anymore. And if you want to regulate anything, don't go after Tom Hanks. Go after the CEOs of these technology companies. That's what our government won't do because, again, they kind of want it to happen in a way. They're like, I wonder what would happen if X, Y, and Z, if they created this database, if they created that, that we'll now have access to as the government because we can pretty much access whatever. Okay, but again, these are all my own little conspiracy theories. I don't have any about the drones flying over New Jersey. I just have different ones like Delaware. I don't even think Delaware exists, okay? I'm just putting it out there. I don't think it fucking exists, but that's just my opinion. Oh my God, you guys. Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman get visited by police again? A motherfucking again? At their Georgia mansion? These two should be arrested by now. You know what? It should be three calls to your house in a span of a week. You're fucking, one of you has to go. One of you has to fucking go. What a waste. What a waste of their community's resources. If I lived near them, I'd be livid. I'd be livid. First of all, not even just a waste of your community's resources. What awful things are you putting your children through? Like, you guys decided to have an entire partridge family and a pear tree, shove it into a mansion, and create this beautiful life for yourselves that you have now self-destructed, and now it just turned into, like, the opposite, where it was so, like, love, 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 red Solo cups, ooh, 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 and now it's like, give me my Louis Vuitton or I'll claw your eyes out, bitch! Like, it seems so volatile. It seems, I hate yelling. I don't like that, you guys. I fast forward over so much Housewives. Whenever they start screaming at each other, bye, bye. Who wants to watch that? I like to scream at nothing. I like to scream at life, like ranting behind a mic. I don't want to scream in somebody's face. Ew, faces were made to be looked at, not screamed at. So anyways, for Kim and Croy to, again, not only be harming their children, but also harming their community's resources. Like, again, their cops must have been called at least and a minimum of 10 times over the past year. That's not a real fact. I'm just guessing. And even once, having them once is too many. They're such a mess. And it saddens me so much because Croy is from Montana. He's a Montana boy, okay? He's one of the original Montana boys. And that's just not how people do it in Montana, okay? You don't do that. You don't do that. You don't fight with your ex-wife. You don't call the cops left and right, okay? What you do is you take old Yella and you grab a hatchet and you go into the backyard and you crack his fucking skull. Oh my God, I'm kidding. Oh my God, you guys, I'm joking. No, no, no. I don't mean crack old Yeller's skull. No, no, no. I meant crack some firewood, okay? That's what you do in Montana when you're angry at your ex-wife and you're living in the same motherfucker. Fucking ranch of a mansion, okay? You grab your hatchet, you go upstairs, you go with your little raccoon hat turned to the side, Johnny Raccoon. What was that? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? That raccoon hat. Well, everybody knows it. It looks like almost like a like Russian little hat, but then it has a raccoon tail hanging from the the end of it. Yeah, so that's what you, and you go and you make some firewood, okay? You get your feelings out that way. You don't call motherfucking police officers to what? To what? Separate you guys from one side of the mansion to the other? Ew, gross, gross, gross. Use your money and your resources to call therapists or something. Like, figure your shit out. That's such a waste of everything. It's a waste of your children's mental state. Like, you're literally wasting away at their, like, even if they're not there at the house while it's happening, it is splashed across headlines every other fucking week. They see that shit. If they're not seeing it, their friends are seeing it. Their parents' friends, anyone can see it. Talk about it. Now they know. And now we said it. So get your shit together, Kim and Croy. Wow, what a fucking fall from grace you two have had. Pull it together. God damn, you guys are adults. Pull it the fuck together. It's so annoying. There's other things. We might all be abducted by aliens tomorrow. Stop fighting about Kim wearing her Louis Vuittons that she's supposed to be selling tomorrow on eBay. Like, stop fucking fighting. I don't like it. I don't like it, okay? Moving on to the New York Post. Oh, Joe Rogan gets the top billing for both the Daily Mail and the New York Post on this Monday, December 16th. Sweet 16th. Sweet baby Joe. Yeah, again, no laughing matter, these SUVs in the sky. We aren't, no one's laughing. What do you mean? We're all terrified. We're all terrified. So funny. It is. I guess I've been laughing about it because what else can you do? What else can you do? Okay, what else is going on? What else is going on? California man mauled to death by his own three dogs in front of horrified onlookers. Oh my God, at a playground. At a playground. That's where children should be free, happy and free. Again, we have innocence being stolen away in the Bierman household, Kim and Croy Bierman household. Now we have innocence being stolen away on this California playground because all these kids just watched a man get mauled to death by his own fucking dogs. And I ain't talking about Bronwyn from Salt Lake City, okay? That's a whole nother story. On Salt Lake City, Real Housewives, this girl Bronwyn, she has a bunch of boxers, I believe, and not like fighters, not like Manny Pacquiao, ding, 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 pow, 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 pow. Not those kind of boxers. No, the ones that are like, arf, 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 more like. So it has been alleged in lawsuits, two different lawsuits, that Bronwyn's dogs have attacked people on their property. One was a delivery person, and I forget the other person. So there's been two of those. We've learned about that after the season wrapped. Now, mid-season, now that we're watching the season air, we're seeing that mid-season, Bronwyn was also attacked by a dog. Now, she says it was a dog at a dog park while the owner was sleeping in his car or making a phone call in his car or something. And So what hasn't been clarified yet that I've seen is whether or not she got like his insurance information or all of that, whether he paid for her hospital stay. She had to go to the hospital, get all this shit, her leg and arm. It was awful. It looked like a yellow and purple. It looked like the Minnesota Vikings uniform was like sewn into her leg. It was just yellow and purple everywhere. Ugh. And so my thing is, I need to see the paperwork with Bronwyn at this point. I don't trust that girl. I don't trust that girl. Uh-uh. No one that wears giant furry costumes to the airport to pick up their significant other. I don't trust you. I'm sorry. I talk about rich people needing to do more fun things. Just live more fun in your life. That's not it. That's not what that's like attention-y, you know, like it's not like she's sitting in the car waiting for him in her giant bunny suit. She'll literally just go and sit on the tarmac, basically sit on the carousel of luggage, the luggage wheel, and she'll just sit there in a giant furry costume and then be like, oh my God, Todd, I'm here. It's like, oh my God, that's your life? Ew, that's so judgmental of me. I'm rude in the morning. What can I say? I'm a rude little pig. And so I'm just saying with Bronwyn and her dog park incident, I need to see paperwork because honestly, I'm not convinced that it wasn't one of her own dogs. I feel like it might have been one of her own dogs. I think she has so many at this point, she might have lost track of how many, which one was who. And so she was like, I think that was somebody else's dog. Nah, that was your own. That was fucking Snoopy coming at you from the left hook. Pow, pow. So also with Bronwyn and her dogs, they showed it on Salt Lake City. Her house is filled with dog shit everywhere in different rooms, different everything. That literally is the most disgusting thing to me. If I go over to your house and there's dog shit on the ground, maybe once it's okay, I'll give it a pass. If it's a normal thing, that looks like a normal thing at Bronwyn's house. There was like deep, deep brown in the rug stains. I just don't want to know you. I'm okay not knowing you. I'm okay not flying in your private jet to a weird getaway in Palm Springs. I'm okay with it. I don't need to go to the racetrack with you and meet. Well, that'd be kind of cool. They went to like an F-150 race and that was kind of, it seemed cool. So I would like to go to that, but I don't, not if it means you're, no, as a human, you let your, especially when you're rich, when you're fucking rich, you can literally hire a person just to be a dog shit cleaner. That's all they do all fucking day is clean after they're minors because your yard is probably a landmine. Your house is definitely a landmine full of fucking dog shit. So that's what you should be spending your money on. Not fucking furry ass bunny costumes to wear in the airport, Bronwyn. Get your shit together. Get your priorities together, ma'am. And if those are your priorities, if you prioritize furry costumes over dog shit, breathing in dog shit in your fucking living room, then again, great not knowing ya. Don't miss ya. Don't miss ya in my life, all right? Oh my God, I am so angry. Like, what is wrong with me? Oh, we're not talking about that. Next up. Okay, what I'm about to read is one of these articles where I don't like to actually read it. I just like to read the headline and it's enough. It fulfills me enough. So this headline is Royals Break Silence on Drunk Maid's Shocking Arrest for Throwing Punch During Staff Christmas Party. A maid got drunk during the royal staff Christmas party at Windsor was some castle and then punched somebody. Love her already. I don't know what they're breaking their silence on. It better not be to talk about her termination. No, no, no. She better be getting a fucking promotion, okay? Because you know people care when punches are thrown, okay? That is a lady committed. She's committed to the job, so much so that now something about somebody else has made her so livid. She's like, you know what? Frank is supposed to be braiding the horses' tails at the stables every single Sunday. He skips every third Sunday to go and watch cricket. Cricket! Cricket! Who names a sport after a little bug? Who the fuck names a sport after a little bug? Come on, everybody. Let's go play dragonfly. Let's go play worm. Let's go play ant. Like, no one takes you seriously, cricketers. Who the fuck names a sport after a bug? Cricket. Cricket. Silly. That's ridiculous. What's also ridiculous is that more employees don't punch each other at holiday parties. That's the time, man. You get one little sip of ethanol in you, and next thing you know, fucking Linda next door. Oh, she never gets that report in on time. Suck a punch to the face, bitch. No, again, we don't ever condone violence. We never condone violence. Everybody be a nice little troll. Keep your fucking paws to yourself. I'm just saying that if there's ever a time to punch a coworker, it would be at the holiday Christmas party. That's 'tis the season, motherfuckers. All right, you guys, I think I'm delusional enough for the day. We will be back tomorrow unless I am picked up by a flying Range Rover in the middle of the night. Who fucking knows at this point? Who the fuck knows? All I know is I fucking love you. We'll be back. Love you. Bye. Splash, splash. Splash, 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 hey, splash of says podcast, let's go.